Well, hey there, GWA. I recently got myself a new toy. It is one of those toys that is supposed to slightly simulate the experience of receiving oral sex for a woman. It has a little bit of suction in addition to vibration, although I'm not sure who actually vibrates when they perform oral sex, but, you know, sex toys are supposed to be like sex, but better, right? So, I thought I would try it out for you and give you a little bit of an idea of what the experience is like. So, the one that I got is called the Womanizer. That's a terrible name. It doesn't, I guess, offhand look like a sex toy, but it doesn't not look like a sex toy. You wouldn't leave it laying around and be sort of like, oh, it's art or anything like that. I don't know. Mine is pink with some roses on it, because when you order a toy named the Womanizer, like, you go all the way. it has a like crystal button sort of thing, and then it's got this sort of a nozzle looking sort of thing that ultimately is going to sort of fit over the clit. So yeah, that's where the suction situation happens. This thing has some sort of hilarious choices that they've made. When you charge it, it flashes green, like not a little light, like a pretty big light. This is not a subtle subtle thing. And when you turn it on to use it, it also flashes. So it's gonna light your clit up like a Christmas tree. I think that's sort of hilarious, but again, it's not subtle. It's also not super quiet when you turn it on. So, you know, some notes there. But then, you know, I'm not quiet when you turn me on either. So I sympathize with it. but if you're looking for a quiet toy, or a toy that is not well lit, this one's definitely not for you. But it does actually feel good in your hand. I don't like stuff that's like super duper small, because, you know, like, my hand gets tired. And this actually is like really nice to hold in your hand. It's kind of smooth and it feels good. So it's got that going for it, which is nice. So ultimately, what it suggests that you do is sort of slide it down between your legs and get it going. Like I said, it is loud. I have turned it on. It is not a quiet toy, so apologies if it's gonna bother you for this thing to be buzzing like a motherfucker when I do this, but you know, here we go. So you just press the button to turn it on. It's pretty quiet, actually, to start, but I like a little intensity. And when you first start, it doesn't really feel like it's doing much, but it is oddly compelling. Like, it doesn't feel like it is, you'd think it would feel like it's doing more, but it doesn't really feel like it's doing a whole lot, except that it feels really fucking good. Like, you don't have a strong sensation, sorry, you don't have a strong sensation that anything much is happening, except that it feels really fucking good. And this is not on all that high. Oh, damn. fuck. Oh. And if you kind of like tip it and kind of have a non-optimal position, it sort of sounds slurpy, which is kind of hilarious. It's like it. I can't really make it do it, but I don't know. It'll make a really different sound if it's not on there. Well, let's Let's turn it up a little. Shit. Like I said, it's not a quiet toy. This is not for discreet. Fuck. But it is very compelling. You kind of have to gently move it around a little until you find a good spot. Oh, fuck. It's really nice when you do. Like, I have a really strong temptation to, like, press, because I'm used to how I normally play with other toys, but it's better to just let it do its thing. Close to high, I think. No. This takes like zero effort for me, which is really nice. It just feels good. Fuck. Yeah, it goes quick. So yeah. Hi. Yeah, sorry, recovering. We're all familiar with this. Yeah, so the thing that's really cool about that for me is that it's a much lighter touch for me than what I'm used to doing. I typically, like, put something that vibrates in that general area and push pretty hard. Like, I always was a pretty intense stimulation type person. And with that, I don't at all. I just kind of rest it there, and I don't have to do much. I just kind of put it in the general vicinity and kind of, I don't know, let it kind of gently migrate around that general area, and I don't have to do much at all. And that's fun. And I don't know, it goes incredibly quickly. Usually it takes me longer than that, and a little bit more work. So it's bad for me if I want to play for a while and get really turned on and get really close and then back off. I don't have a lot of control over it. It's kind of like it's not happening, it's not happening. Oh, it's happening. It's happening right fucking now. So it's kind of fun for, like, you know, I have 10 minutes until I want to go somewhere and I'd like to get off. Or, you know, it's bedtime and I want to come and go to sleep sometime soon. It's not good for, like, you know, I want to play around and, you know, be turned on for a really long time and, you know, be in control of exactly how turned on I am. Terrible for that, at least for me. If you want to get the fuck off quickly with, like, minimal effort on your behalf and have a really damn nice orgasm, that's not a bad toy. But like I said, lights up like a Christmas tree, isn't super quiet, but requires no work and feels fucking great. There you go. So that's the womanizer. It's a fucking ridiculous name. But there you go. All right. That's all I got. So there you go.